People of Earth, the snow is drifting, the candy is being caned, and it's that time of year where we try to cram all the slipshod storytelling and myriad narrative red flags into a single scene. It's like the Wonka Everlasting Gobstopper, but just gravy. So sit back and enjoy the scene.
Chunt! Chunt! Usidor! Look! It's snowing outside. Oh, wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Shut your mouth. You don't want to catch those on your tongue?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Snow and Foon is little shards of glass?
Of course it is. Yes, everyone knows. Ere since the curse of Glassy the Killman.
Glassy the Killman. That's all I have.
What, that's it? That's the whole song?
Yeah. Oh, it's more of a lyric.
Arnie, do you know about Glassy the Killman? Have we told you before?
I remember maybe back in season one, I heard that a little bit about Glassy the Killman, that snow is made of glass, and that someone made a snowman and put something on him, like magical armor?
That's right, and he came to life. And ere since then, he's roamed up throughout Foon, killing children until he melts, and then every year he rises again once there's enough snow to form him fully.
Oh. Yeah. But we're not kids. Or does he ever sometimes make exception for people who make choices like their children?
If you're a child at heart, you might get stabbed, but not killed.
Now, the only way to defeat him, of course, is to remove his rutabaga nose.
And Arnie, that's a huge part of why he kills kids is... See, kids always fuck around in the snow, glass, and they're always like rolling up the snow into big snowballs, glass balls.
Yeah.
And so they built this snowman, glass man. And they're like, wouldn't it be fucking funny? And kids they're just fucking around. And they're like, wouldn't it be funny if his nose was like a rutabaga, right? So they went to like a neighboring farm and picked like the ugliest rutabaga and just jammed it in the face, right? And then
the weirdest part of that story is they were already on a farm. A rutabaga farm, and went to the neighboring farm to get a rutabaga from there.
Yeah.
So these kids were real assholes. Hmm.
Their parents counted the rutabagas on their farm, so they know if one was missing.
Yeah. Right.
This question might seem completely random, but does Glassy the Killman smoke anything?
Arnie, there are no random questions, but there are dumb ones. Of course he smokes. He smokes corn. Now, what he does is he'll get, 40, 50 bushels. He'll put it in a smoke shed. He's trying to impart like a hickory flavor because I don't know if you've ever had cream corn with like a hickory. It's like a smoky flavor. It's so good.
Smoked cream corn. Yeah.
Yes. Put a little aioli on that. It is unbelievably good. So he does have refined tastes. If you will.
A little paprika.
Yes.
Yeah. He smokes things. He cures some things.
A lot of illnesses.
Oh, he's also a doctor.
Yeah.
Did we not say? I thought it was implied.
Yeah, of course. Between killing children, he went to glass medical school, and he learned all the medical arts for other glass people. The tragedy is, he's the only one.
Yeah. He used to be Dr. Glassy, the Dr. Killman.
Yeah.
But they took away his doctorate when he started killing all these kids.
Does he ever say something like, please, my name is Dr. Glass. Don't call me Mr. Glass. Mr. Glass is my father, Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, no, his father is Philip Glass.
Yeah, beautiful music when he kills kids.
Okay, so Glassy the Killman kills kids and then heals adults? Does he also heal kids?
Yes. Oh, of course. He doesn't just go on a killing spree and then not clean up his mess, as it were.
Yeah, he'll heal kids. Sometimes if a kid is, like, hanging onto the edge of a cliff, Glassy will come up, he has boots on, puts the heel right in their fucking forehead.
He'll heal them. I see.
What were you asking?
I meant, like, medically heal.
Goddesses, no.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a monster. Sounds like a real monster. I'm just going to say it.
He's literally a monster.
Well, he's a seasonal delight as well. Mm. You can be, I mean, we all contain multitudes.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I guess his song is pretty catchy. How did that go again, Chunt?
Glassy the Kill Man.
Yeah.
And sometimes the kids, there's something will happen in town and the kids will be like, Glassy, Glassy. Right? Because they think in their head, they're like, surely a doctor will help me. No. He's out to kill.
Yeah.
Yes. And when they call for Glassy, they all run to the edge of the town, to the old well. They hope that he's trapped there at the bottom of the well, but he never is. Mm-hmm. He just starts murdering them.
And we've gone through probably 4 or 5 Glassies because Glassmen die pretty quick.
Oh, so it's not the same Glassy.
Well, do you know about glass ears?
Glass ears?
Glass years.
Glass years.
So every, I don't know how to phrase this. Well, for you, Arnie, I'll say every human year, every year for you, Arnie, that goes by is a year and a day for a Glassman. So it's pretty wild. Hmm. They age rapidly.
I mean, twice as fast, but not, you know. Oh, wait, no, not twice as fast. Oh. How long is a year again?
I don't need a gift this year, Arnie. You've already given it to me.
Okay, I have an unrelated question. Who's Parson Brown?
Who's Parson Brown?
Yeah. I keep hearing about Parson Brown in relation to Glassy the Kill Man, or something that sounds like Parson Brown.
Parson Brown. Oh, Parson Brown. You mean the kid with a ton of hair on his head who always kicks the ball? Is that what you're talking about?
I hate Parson Brown.
He has one vertical stripe down the middle of his shirt.
I think Parson Brown, isn't it that kid that's been through so much tragedy and doesn't deal with it well, but it's still kind of a good grief?
All grief is good if you learn something from it. Mm-hmm. And that'll be 5 gold, Arnie.
Yeah.
Rest my hands on my makeshift lemonade stand.
Wish Parson Brown's dog would mind his own business.
He's really snoopy. He really kind of snoops around and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nosy dog. Town gossip, even.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'll put my legs one over the other here. Let me cross my legs. Sorry, that showed. Didn't mean to. My scroter was out. Arnie, does Earth have any sort of holiday, you know, mascots or delightful little characters?
Oh, my goodness gracious. On Earth, you know, all the holidays have sort of wacky mascots.
Well, Chunty's told us about some of them. There's, let's see, there's Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Don't keep saying it.
There's Nacho Libre. There's Kung Fu Panda.
Carrot Top. Mm-hmm.
There's Carrot Top.
Arnie, you said every year, Carrot Top will give you a gift and then take it back and hold it. And within 10 seconds, be like, doesn't this kind of look like this? And then do something with that gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Anyone else?
Oh, anyone else on Earth? I mean, those are the most important ones. You know, this is funny, and you're not going to believe this, but on Earth, there is something kind of like a little bit similar to Glassy the Kill Man called Frosty the Snowman.
And he's made of glass?
Yeah, you said snowman, so glass?
Well, technically, no. I mean, on Earth, snow isn't glass. Snow.
What is it then?
It's... I'd be lying.
What is it?
If I said I fully understood what it is...
Arnie, what is snow? Inform us.
Chunt, you've given me a gift. I normally wouldn't say this, but you've given me a gift.
I'll still take a gift from both of you.
Ooh. Yeah. Usador is harder to shop for.
Yes. What do you get for the wizard who can produce anything?
That's true.
Yeah, he can just magic himself anything. Yeah.
But so, Earth, he's a friendly, like, Frosty the Snowman doesn't kill anybody, as far as I know. And he just sort of, like, walks around going thumpity-thump-thump.
Oh, he's like a rabbit. He's like a bunny or a rabbit?
No. Although he does have a carrot for a nose.
A carrot?
So there's Carrot Top and
Frosty. So he's like a sexual creature. He's thumping with this carrot. He's a being of pure sexual energy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like you said Helen Mirren is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Arnie, your tongue. Never seen it reach your chest like that.
Let me pull that back in.
Ooh. Arnie,
Helen, any chance, hey, listeners, any chance out there, Helen Mirren is the listener? Just, we'd love to hear from you at Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And if you're Helen Mirren, you can email me personally at @gmail.com.
Wow. That's,
we should probably bleep that out.
Yeah, bleep out Helen Mirren. Now, Arnie, you said this Frosty, made of not glass, I guess. You said he's like a sweet guy, cheerful. So Frosty's like sort of a, like when you see a gnome that's like 1 foot tall and he's called like Biggs, it's that kind of thing?
So, I mean, no, Frosty, it's not, he's not emotionally Frosty. If anything, he's probably a little too available. He's cold because he's made of snow. Like it's cold. It's like ice.
So he doesn't kill anyone. He's just sort of thirsty, and he's thumping around. Like he just, it doesn't sound like there's much of a story there. It's not much to hang your hat on.
Although to be fair, I can't say definitively that Frosty has never killed anyone. Like I'm sure there have been instances of people like trying to make a snowman or something, where there was a horrible accident and they got buried in snow and just sort of died of hypothermia.
Now, have you personally met Frosty?
No, no.
No, wait, Arnie, no. You once told me when you were very drunk that you ate 10 Frosties in one night at Wendy Knee Camps.
He Wendy's, is sexual.
Wendy's Knees Camps.
Yes, okay, yes. But I don't want to talk about some of those stories are a little unseemly. I just want to focus on the fact that it's the holiday season. And I'm here with my two best buds. Just praying to the goddesses above that we don't get murdered by Glassy the Killman.
Yes, aww. Happy winter solstice to you both. I'm not particularly worried about Glassy. I mean, I've met him. I don't think he's much danger to us. I think we could easily remove that rutabaga. Plus, he only lives for, like, not very long.
What was it like when you met him?
Do you know when you meet someone who you've heard a lot about and sometimes you feel like you don't know what you're going to say and you're kind of, like, waiting your turn to say hello? This was at a charity event. I got up to the front of the line and I said,
wait, there's a charity event
where
you could go to this charity event and meet a known child killer.
Well, hold on, Arnie. You've not heard of former Doctors Without Borders? Now, if you're a doctor and you have your license stripped from you, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You're lawless.
So we're trying to raise money for former Doctors Without Borders, and I was waiting in line, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say to Glassy the Killman? I get to the front of the line, and I just kind of blurted out, killed any kids?
Oh, the one thing.
I know, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, awkward.
And he kind of went, he kind of like shrugged, and then he died.
Oh, then Glassy died.
Yeah, he died.
You caught him
at
like right at the moment when he was going to die.
Yeah, and I reminded him right before his death of his horrible, ghastly crimes. So I feel pretty good about that. We raised a lot of money that night, though.
And remind me, the money is to help catch these former doctors that you also have in attendance there, or it's to pay for the food at the event?
You should just use the event as a trap.
I didn't even think about it.
Oh, yeah, like a sting operation. Like you say, why are you here? And they're like, I'm here to kill kids. And you're like, busted.
Yes.
Oh,
but here's the thing. If you set up an elaborate trap at this charity event, don't tell the people that sell merch.
Why not?
Because they'll tell Glassy the Kill Man. They'll be way too trusting and they'll explain the whole sting operation.
You know, you try to put your net out to catch someone and you got your heart on your sleeve. You can't be a heart net.
And Usador, I'm still waiting for a gift from you.
Damn it. I thought that would be enough.
Guys, I love you so much. But as we head back to the tavern, what's that? There sort of seems to be a shape hovering by the door.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like, I want to say, three orbs stacked on top of each other, the top being the largest and then going smallest downward, sort of a apple shape, I guess.
Yeah, seems like a big-headed, small-bodied person or someone standing, doing a handstand.
Seems a bit reflective. Could be made of, mirrors or...
some sort of shiny...
Crystals, maybe?
This reminds me of something, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Me neither.
You, sir, do you want to Have you ever cast Detect Magic or Detect Traps or whatever?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Do you want to do that now?
Where you at, Magic? Where you at?
That creature is magical.
I mean, that's a lot of stuff in Foon.
Yes, but that one...
Detect Magic is kind of a bullshit spell in this world, if you ask me.
Shut up. Shut up. I think Serendipity has come to visit us. And right behind her...
Hi, Sarah.
...is Glassy the Kill Man.
Sarah, can you move? Miss Dippity, can you move, please?
Okay.
There he is.
I can't believe we put the address of this tavern in a book. If Serendipity could find it, then we would be reunited. That happened.
We put the address in a book? We should probably beep that out. Hi. Hi, Glassy. Hi. Kill any kids?
Fuck.
Oh, great. You killed him.
Oh, he's coming.
Do we think there was a coincidence? Or does that kill him?
Well, I mean, when you're confronted with the terrible crimes you've committed, it doesn't really... it's not a thing you really want to confront. And if you're made of glass already, house of cards.
But he also confronts it in such a nonchalant way, where he's like, yeah, and then dead.
No, I feel like it was pretty chalant, Arnie.
Oh, okay.
Pretty chalant. Oh, Arnie, have we ever told you about...
What are you guys doing for New Year's?
Oh, Sarah, you scared the shit out of me. I thought you were glassy. What are we doing for New Year's? We are... Arnie, what are we doing for New Year's? Like a Patreon episode? Or...
I don't have any plans.
I think we're going to take it off.
Okay. We're taking it off, baby. Woo!
You are getting cut up so much by this snow.
Yeah. Ow. Arnie, how are you not... How are you not getting a single piece on you?
I move so fast. I just weave between the snowdrops. Also, Usador put a non-glass spell on me.
That's right.
Oh, hold. Sarah's holding a piece of Kistletoe. I think she's looking for someone to kiss on you.
Whose toe is that?
Mine.
You cut off your toe so we'd kiss you?
Yeah.
Arnie, I don't like to say this, but Serendipity is a little bit off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Guys, why don't we... Let's get into the tavern and let's have some drinks and let's enjoy the holiday season. And listeners, we love you and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good. I'll get rid of Sarah. Hey, Sarah, we're coming in for drinks. You want to join?
I can't go through that door.
Oh, because... Like a restraining order, or...?
No, because... what would happen if I go through the door and then... What if I stayed on this side of the door? It's like a sliding door situation.
Sliding doors? You mean opening doors?
That's what I meant.
Oh, look, she's... Wait, no, she's sledding down a hill on a door. Arnie. I gotta tell you, that is... She is a wild one. Yeah, kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I guess so. It seems quirky at first.
Yeah.
Happy winter solstice to one and all!
Whoa, Usador, your robes turned red with white trim.
Well, sometimes during the holiday season, my robes turn a crimson red, and I fly around giving gifts out to all the little children who happen to live.
Whoa, your bag of holding grew so large.
Mm.
That's right. Here's a gift for you, Arnie.
Oh.
And a gift for you, Chunt.
How to read books. A book called How to Read Books?
Yeah, well, I love a great gag gift. Arnie? Yeah.
Mine's a book that says How to Receive Gifts. No, thank you.
And you, sir, we didn't forget you. Arnie and I chipped in our monthly salaries for the last, like a week and a half or something. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a monthly salary. We each chipped in and we got you something. Here you go. Bring in the big box with the four legs poking out the bottom.
Oh.
Is it two cats on their hind legs?
You know it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just what I wanted.
And finally, I'd like to give a gift to the editors of this podcast. We promised them we would keep this bonus scene to 12 to 15 minutes, and we definitely have already blown past that. But just so they have a little less work to do this holiday season, I'm going to say, good night, Chunt. Good night, Usador. Good night, listeners. I love most of you.
Oh, love you, Ernie. Good night, Serendipity. Oh, look, Serendipity's playing a full 18-head drum set. Just a little gift to the editors.
And as a gift to our editors, I'm going to cast a magical spell that makes all of the sounds in these last seconds of this episode not sound like anything.
But if there's no sound effects, what do we sound like?
Well, you sort of sounds weird.
Yeah. Sounds like Dave Foley.
Oh, it's like seeing him with no beard.
Ooh.
And yet, I'm still left doing the credits, so I guess not every holiday wish came true. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode from the new season of Shadow City with Anthony Birch.
We've known you your whole life.
I mean, you don't know when that film was taken. It was a while back, so it could have been months.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe we should help you reconcile with your father. I mean, I'm sure he'd if you just talk to him and just open up that dialogue, he'd love to, form a relationship with you.
So Smarty Pants says, I've actually got a better idea. You seem to, bizarrely enough, be so stupid that I cannot penetrate your feeble minds, I'll hand things over to a more professional interrogator. And he leaves, and a person comes in wearing an all, like, maroon suit with a mask that, like, covers their eyes completely with no eye holes. And he has a symbol on his chest that says TD, and he sits down in a chair across from you and goes, I'm Truth or Daredevil.
To hear the rest of that and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This bonus scene edited by Garrett Schultz, dusting off the old editing skills after his years-long hibernation. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Next week, we'll have an unlocked Patreon episode on the main feed. And dare I say, it is our one Patreon episode that meets my high standards of quality. Basically, I answer a bunch of your questions. Then, fully rested and ready to disappoint, we'll be back with a new episode on January 6th. Yes, now a date with an unfortunate association, Arnie's birthday. Begin your mental preparations now. Farewell.